It's summertime in Arkansas. The kids are out of school. You're planning trips, planting a garden, enjoying meals outdoors. Whatever you do this summer, KUAR will be there with you. On the air, online, and on your mobile device. Your fiscal year-end gift today keeps listener-supported UA Little Rock Public Radio the strong radio service you rely on. Make your fiscal year-end donation by June 30th at donate.kyr.org. And thanks.
Thanks for listening to 89.1 KUAR Little Rock, news and culture for Arkansas. A listener-supported service of the University of Arkansas at Little Rock, you can become a sustaining member at KUAR.org.
This is Not Necessarily Nashville on KUAR 89.1. I'm Michael Heplin, sitting in for Flap this week. She is in Washington State, visiting one of her daughters. We were bouncing texts just a little bit earlier, and she sent me a stunning photo of the Teton Mountains. Said she's just seen some gorgeous country up there. Well, I'll be filling in for the next 2 hours here. Always appreciate when I get to do this. A lot of good stuff coming up. Brand new Willie Nelson just came out yesterday. The CD is called Ride Me Back Home. Gonna play 3 songs from that over the next hour or so. Also, we've got some brand new Rodney Crowell. And an hour from now, I'm gonna air an interview with a woman who I think gets an incredible amount of credit for restoring Johnny Cash's boyhood home. That's Dr. Ruth Hawkins with Arkansas State University's Arkansas Heritage Sites program. She's about to retire, but thought it would be great to do a tribute and hear a little bit about what all has gone into that project. So stick around. I'll be here for the next 2 hours. Here's one of those songs from the new Willie Nelson CD. This one is called Come On Time. And by the way, Willie Nelson, 86 years old. Apparently, I think the key to staying alive, keeping busy. He keeps putting out albums. He's always on tour. So here we go. Brand new Willie Nelson. This is KUAR 89.1.
Time is my friend, my friend. The more I reject it, the more that it kicks in. Just enough to keep me on my toes. I say, come on, time. I've beat you before. Come on, time. What have you got for me this time? I'll take your words of wisdom, and I'll try to make them right. Hey, it's just me and you again. Come on, time. Time, you're not fooling me. You're something I can't kill. You're flying like a mighty wind. You're never standing still. Time, as you pass me by, why did you leave these lines on my face? You sure have put me in my place. Come on, time. Come on, time. It looks like you're winning the race. Time, you're not fooling me. You're something I can't kill. Flying like mighty wind, you're never standing still. Time, as you pass me by, Why did you leave these lines on my face? You sure have put me in my place. Come on, time. Come on, time. Looks like you're winning the race. Come on, time. Come on, time. Looks like you're winning the race. Well, I was standing at a big hotel, wishing everybody well, but if anybody paid me any mind, it was hard to tell. A big policeman on his beat pulled his pistol and he pointed at me. Looking down that barrel, I could see the gates of hell. Standing at a big hotel, so I went walking down the avenue, looking for someone that looked like you. But I never saw a face that seemed to ring a bell. I stopped beside the Five and Dime, just window shopping and wasting time. When along came a gal, sold me all she had to sell. She left me standing at a big hotel. I lost my mind in the wilds of Hollywood, and I did some time in the shadows where I stood. I let the cards fall where they fell, and then I found myself standing at a big hotel. Big home. waiting on an 8 o'clock train. My woman left me here last night. Things ain't been quite the same. I gotta get back to Dallas and tie up a few loose ends. I'm gonna work a week, I'll make $100. Oh, and hit the road again. So I don't want you to think that you're the first one to leave me out here on my own. 'Cause this ain't gonna be the first time this old cowboy spent the night alone. What a bigger fool I can't remember when I've been. Just to open up my heart and let you walk right in. But there's one thing in life that ain't hard for me to do. That's as soon as I kiss the lips of another woman, I'm gonna forget all about you. So I don't want you to think that you're the first one to leave me out here on my own. 'Cause this ain't gonna be the first time this old cowboy spent the night alone. One in a whole bunch, oh, I'd give a hoot about. So I don't want you to think that you're the first one to leave this old boy out here on his own. No, it ain't gonna be the first time this old cowboy spent the night.
And the Marshall Tucker Band, the opening track to the 1974 album Where We All Belong, and This Old Cowboy. Joey Lee before that, Standing at the Big Hotel. This is Not Necessarily Nashville on KUAR 89.1. I'm Michael Heplin, holding down the fort for Flap tonight. She'll be back next week. Hopefully you're staying cool. Hopefully you've got power or had it restored after Wednesday night storm. Looking on the website right now for Entergy Arkansas, about 5,300 customers are still without power. A good chunk of those are in Pulaski County, including me. I'm on a dead-end street, so I know I'm a low priority, but the website says 14 homes around me are still in the dark. I'm hoping maybe after the show tonight I'll go home and find power back on, and the AC will be cooling things down. But I don't know. On a text message, they said it could be tomorrow night at 10 o'clock, but we'll see. But power crews have been out, and I've been spending most of my day up here at the station enjoying the air conditioning here. On the topic of working on power lines, how about one from Johnny Cash? It's actually he with, you can hear Glen Campbell a little bit in the background doing a cover of Glen Campbell's Wichita Lineman. This is from the Rick Rubin years and the boxed set Unearthed. Wichita Lineman, Johnny Cash, and this is KUAR 89.1.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wires, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. For all time, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Everybody. He missed a curve on his hardtail sled. Nothing broken except for his head. You know it's kind of fitting somehow. Hard to picture what he'd look like now. You learned your lesson well. 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 No helmet or a care in the world. Being such a bad little girl. Your face buried in the back of his shirt. Shut your eyes and you never get hurt. Flying in the Papago winds. Halfway to such a bad little girl on the valley road.
If I ever deceive her, she'd be gone before I could count ten. I guess that I didn't believe her, 'cause look at the trouble I'm in.
She's gone, gone, gone.
Lefty Frizzell, classic country there. She's gone, gone, gone. James McMurtry before that, The Valley Road. That's off St. Mary of the Woods, the album he put out in 2002. Same album that brought us the incredible Choctaw Bingo, which, by the way, he once played for me here at KUAR maybe a decade or so ago. If you're interested in hearing that and haven't, ever so often I pull it out and replay it when I'm filling in for Flap. But if you want to hear that interview and the songs he played here in the studio, you can find that on our website, KUAR.org. Just search for James McMurtry. Well, I'm really excited about this Ken Burns documentary series. It's going to be debuting in the fall, September 15th. You know, he does these incredible histories of so many topics, and really excited when I first heard that he's going to be doing one, looking at the history of country music. I bet Lefty Frizzell gets a good mention there. Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. So very excited. And AETN as well is preparing some local segments to go with the broadcasts. And I know a week ago, Flap and Stephen Cook, the host of Arkansas Songs, they were over at AETN talking about some of the local segments that they plan to broadcast. And they've gotten to see a little bits and pieces of the Ken Burns series. So envious there. I have been online looking at the short little clips that they have. There's a great one. They're 30 seconds with Roseanne Cash talking about how her dad came to write I Walk the Line. So anyway, that should be great. Another one, person who will be featured prominently, I'm sure, is Willie Nelson. Let's do another one from the brand new album he's got called Ride Me Back Home. Came out yesterday. This one's called 7-Year Itch. I'm Michael Heblin, sitting in for Flap. This is Not Necessarily Nashville on KUAR.
I had the 7-year itch, scratched it out in 3. Well, you may say how, but you don't know me. I'm taking my licks, I'm paying my fee. I had the 7-year itch, scratched it out in 3. Been riding my mind around my neighborhood. Getting nowhere slow, but I'm feeling good. Stayed up all night, that's when I'm at my best. Sleep all day, and that's too much rest. Had the 7-year itch, scratched it out in 3. You may say how, but you don't know me. Taking my licks and I'm paying my fee. I had the 7-year itch, scratched it out in 3. One day, but I came back when I caught myself going crazy again. I decided to write the world's best song, but when I got around to it, it had done moved on. Had the 7-year itch, scratched it out in 3. Well, you may say how, but you don't know me. I'm taking my licks and I'm a paying my fee. I had the 7-year itch, scratched it out in 3. Thank you.
place so we can sit and drink a beer. Half a pack in 7 hours, put up on the shelf, singing to the radio and talking to myself, screaming through the forest, magic on my soul.
Carl, that's the title track to his album from 2005, and he is coming to Little Rock, not only in the song, but he's scheduled to play August 3rd at the Rev Room here in Little Rock, so looking forward to that. This is Not Necessarily Nashville on KUAR. I'm Michael Heblin. Flap Jones is off this week, out enjoying some travel out in Washington State. So I'm here for tonight. If you want to hear anything, you can send me an email, michael@kuar.org. I'm live up here and happy to see if I can find anything for you. Well, right now I'm driving a rental car. Last weekend I was driving with my daughter, sitting at a red light, and a teenager just ran into the back of my stopped car. I don't know what happened, but anyway, I don't know if this might have been the case, but thought I'd play it anywhere. Junior Brown, Hang Up and Drive. And this is KUAR 89.1.
Honey, hang up and drive.
Get off of that telephone. You all over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you do is yakety yak and you ain't looking where you're at. So honey, hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. I mean, I just about had it with all your gidgets and your gadgets. Like the warm electric pillow you got pushed up tight against your head. You got some good communication, but you ain't got no concentration. And baby, you look like you can use all the good advice that you can get.
So honey, hang up and drive,
get off of that telephone. You all over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you do is yakety yak. You got no way to watch your back.
And honey, hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone.
Thank you.
like you've been napping. The way you're driving when you're yapping. But it's a big responsibility trying to drive an automobile. I can see that you're not thinking straight the way you took that fella's parking space. And with that thing up to your face, you act like you're asleep at the wheel. So honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. You all over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you do is yakety yak and you ain't looking where you're at. So honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. Get off that telephone, little girl, and come back to the real world. And honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. Honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. Honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. That includes texting. Honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone.
To scratch my itch, sweet Annie Rich, and welcome me back to town. Come out on your porch or step into your parlor, and I'll tell you how it all went down. Out with the truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angels, and a good salute in every single town. Oh, and I remembered something you once told me, and I'd be damned if it did not come true. 20,000 roads I went down, 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 and they all led me straight back home. To grow up with the country, across those prairies with those waves of grain. And I saw my devil, and I saw my deep blue sea. And I thought about a calico bonnet from Cheyenne to Tennessee. Straight across that river bridge last night at past two. Switchman waved his lantern goodbye today as we went rolling through. Billboards and truck stops passed by the grievous angel. Now I know just what I have to do.
Pick it for me, James.
Remember something you once told me. And I'll be damned if it did not come true.
Ellis Island was swarming like a scene from a costume ball, decked out in the colors of Europe and on fire with the hope of it all. There my father's own father stood huddled with the tired and the hungry and scared. Turn of the century pilgrims, bound by the dream that they shared. They were standing in line just like cattle, poked and sorted and shoved. Some were one desk away from freedom. Some were torn from someone they loved. Through the sprawling Tower of Babel came a young man, confused and alone, determined and bound for America, and carrying all that he owned. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's immigrant eyes, I saw that day reflected and couldn't hold my feelings inside. I saw starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted, said grandfather's immigrant eyes. Of this country and the look in his immigrant eyes. Sometimes when I looked in my grandfather's immigrant eyes, I saw that day reflected and couldn't hold my feelings inside. I saw starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted, said grandfather's immigrant eyes. Don't take it for granted,
past that grandfather's immigrant eyes.
Another cut there from Willie Nelson's new CD. It's called Ride Me Back Home. Just came out yesterday. That's called Immigrant Eyes. On Tuesday, Fresh Air's music critic Ken Tucker reviewed the album, called it vigorous and upbeat, the best of Willie's most recent albums. I agree. He sounds great. His voice sounds stronger than it has in a while. Though the stuff he's been putting out, the previous albums, have been real good, too. The Standards album he put out before that, really enjoyed it. But, Lord, great to see Willie Nelson still going strong, 86 years old. Graham Parsons before that, Return of the Grievous Angel. It's from the 1974 album, Grievous Angel. Jim M., just sent me an email and said maybe to see if he could play a little more Graham Parsons, Blue Eyes. So, yeah, I'll see if I can get that on. Might be after the interview, though. I'm going to air here at 7 o'clock with Dr. Ruth Hawkins talking about the effort to restore Johnny Cash's boyhood home over in Dyess, Arkansas, East Arkansas. Well, I say effort. It's actually been an incredible success, and she's about to retire, and that was why I was interested in airing this interview with her. It's actually conducted by our partners up at KASU, and I think you'll really enjoy it. This year, the Johnny Cash Heritage Festival will again feature Roseanne Cash. That'll be great. Also, Marty Stewart. They are headlining the festival this year. Great thing about the festival, the recent years, the performances have been on a stage set up next to the house in a field. They're actually in Dyess. The first few years, it was the ASU Convocation Center that hosted the shows. But I haven't been able to make it up there for the last couple of years, but I think I'm going to. This year, Roseanne Cash, Marty Stewart should be great. So why don't we do one here from Marty Stewart from 1982. He did this actually as a duet with Johnny Cash, a classic Johnny Cash song, Hey Porter. And this is from Marty's album, The Busy Bee Cafe. So this is Not Necessarily Nashville on KUAR 89.1.
Hey Porter, would you tell me the time? How much longer would it be to cross that Mason-Dixon line? When we hit Dixie, would you tell that engineer to ring his bell and ask everybody that ain't asleep to stand right up and yell? Hey Porter, hey Porter, what time did you say? How much longer will it be till I can see the light of day? When we hit Dixie, would you tell that engineer to slow it down? Better still, just stop the train, cause I'd like to look around.
Oh, Merle.
Hey, Porter, hey, Porter, it's getting light outside. This old train is puffing smoke and I have to strain my eyes. But ask that engineer if he will blow his whistle, please. I smell frost on cotton leaves and I feel that southern breeze. Hey Porter, hey Porter, get my bags for me. I need nobody to tell me now that we're in Tennessee. Don't tell that engineer to make that lonesome whistle scream. We're getting close to home, so take it easy on the steam.
Oh, go ahead, Doc.
Hey, open up the door. When they stop this train, I'm gonna get off first, cause I can't wait no more. Tell that engineer, said thanks a lot, and I didn't mind the fare. Gonna set my feet on southern soil and breathe the southern air. Oh, Martha Stewart. Hey porter, hey porter, would you tell me the time? How much longer would it be to cross that Mason-Dixon line? When we hit Dixie, would you tell that engineer to ring his bell? Ask him about it, that ain't asleep, stand right up here.
Yeah.
Brand new one right there from Rodney Crowell. It's from a CD that's going to actually be coming out, I think, in the middle of August. The album's called Texas, the song Flatland Hillbillies. Kris Kristofferson before that from the Austin Sessions. And Please Don't Tell Me How the Story Ends. And yeah, Marty Stewart opening that one with Johnny Cash. All three, Marty Stewart, Kris Kristofferson, Rodney Crowell, associated with Johnny Cash. I was there at the first Johnny Cash Heritage Festival. I think it was 2011, and he spoke at the press conference, and I covered that, and they let me in as a reporter during the sound check, and it was incredible. Yeah, they told me, we'll let you in for the sound check, but you just can't be a distraction for things. Don't go up and try to do interviews or anything. But that whole time during the sound check, Kris Kristofferson was just wandering around the Convocation Center there in Jonesboro, and just incredible seeing him there. So anyway, as I said, we're going to get to that interview about the Johnny Cash House, kind of the status of things, and hear from the woman who really has made that all happen. So be back with that right after this break. Thanks for listening. This is Not Necessarily Nashville on KUAR 89.1.
July 11th will be the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. I'm Dorothy Graves, and in celebration of this historical milestone, our next Science Cafe will take a closer look at NASA, its astronaut program, and research efforts. My guest will be Linda Williams, former NASA Johnson Space Center employee and author. Linda is also the founder of Science Cafe Little Rock. Tune in and call in with your questions. That's this Tuesday evening at 6:05, only on KUAR 89.1.